I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about discerning the body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 29, the Apostle Paul says, when we take communion, we should be discerning the body. It's right after the portion of scripture there, where he talks about examining or judging ourselves before taking communion. I've been thinking about this idea of just discerning the body. I just think about the concept. You know, I worked in personal training for close to 20 years. And this concept of our bodies are a physical representation of the body of Christ. They're symbolic of the body of Christ. And that body runs like a community, runs like a body, like a community or a team or a business or a ministry. And just thinking of it along those lines is something that's really helped me as I think about that. And so we're going to be asking for God's help today to know how to do this, to know how to discern the body the way that he would like us to when we take communion. So why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I was reading in the book of Proverbs one morning, and Proverbs 13:22 just jumped off the page of me. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's the most important thing we can pass on to future generations? After some time of thinking about it, the meditating on it, I came to the conclusion that the most powerful thing we can pass on would be lessons or wisdom or teaching for how to truly live. But at the time, I had no clue what to teach them. I had no clue where to start. I was running my personal training gym business, and life was just kind of all over the place. But I made a decision. I made a commitment. I want to put together systems and teaching and training for every area of life to pass on to them. And over the course of about 10 years now, God has been so faithful to show up and to teach me and to train me, and has turned into this whole program that we call the Abundant Life Blueprint. And out of everything we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, the most important thing is daily communion with Jesus. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to pull his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance and make it active and relevant right now in this present moment today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. In 1 Corinthians 11, 26, right before the passage we're going to look at today, the Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. It's this opportunity to receive these promises from God and to activate them, to make them active and relevant in our lives today so that we're walking in them on a daily basis. And it's an opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of his sacrifice, to pull them into our mind and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the taking of the cracker and the juice, that we can release our faith into. It unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. Now, it's also important we take it the right way. As we'll see today, as we're talking about today, every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, discerning his body. This deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus. And I think it's important we remember two sides of this. On one side, we remember his body, his sacrifice, all that he went through for us, that God loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son. But on the other side of that, I think it's also important we remember what that sacrifice did for us, who he made us to be because of that sacrifice, that we have this new covenant with God. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, because we're going to see today, the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves. They don't discern the body before the time of communion. Now, I was thinking about that. If communion has the power to do that in the opposite, it also has the power to do so much more in the positive. In the negative, it has so much more power to do it in the positive if we do take it the right way. It has the power to make us healthy and strong and give us long, abundant life. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout advice, because I truly believe physical exercise is just a physical expression of exercising our faith. It's a way for us to practice, to receive this grace by faith, and to experience God doing the work through us. And the most we understand how to apply that, we can apply it into all the other areas of our lives. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. You could be an enemy to our enemies. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and be a blessing and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? We have to have this eternal perspective with God, but our relationship with him, it's got to be brought down into today. It's got to impact today, the decisions that we make, the things that we do, the things that we're thinking about in every aspect of our lives. That's what we talk about, executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light. This is like the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or in the darkness. And when we're positioned in the light, it helps us to receive all that God has. Think about a quarterback and receiver in football. The receiver runs one way and the quarterback throws it the other. They're not going to connect. He's not going to be able to receive the pass. When we're out of position, we can't receive. So to take our position in the light, to get us in position, we're going to start with humility today. And every day, we got to keep redoing this every day. We're going to start with humility, humbling ourselves in relationship to God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God, because it's the humble who are given grace. It's the humble who are exalted and promoted. We're going to receive this forgiveness from him. We're going to let it flow through us. We're going to forgive ourselves. And we're going to let it flow through us to other people, giving them the same grace and forgiveness that God has given us. And we're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. It's one of the easiest ways to maintain our positioning all day long, just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And I think of it, when I'm in gratitude and praise, I'm usually in faith. I'm in faith. I'm in position to receive this grace. And when we take our position in Christ, God has taken everything that he has, and he put it all in the light. He put it all in Christ. And we have this amazing opportunity that we get to be in him today. So this day today, his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his purpose and kingdom, his health and energy, time and finances, it's all available today. And we have to learn how to receive it and to get it flowing through us out into the world where we see the result or the fruit of it out in the world. So our first step, let's get in position. And then we're going to work on getting it flowing through us. This is about developing hearts that understand through magnifying the light. We're going to expand the capacity. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. And to magnify the light, it's all about what we focus on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? I think of it as meditation. When I think of meditation, I think of constant repetition. Constant repetition. I'm rolling it over and over and over again. So to magnify the light, we can meditate on God's word, his unfailing love and faithfulness, his mighty works. We can meditate on our righteousness in Christ. We've got peace with God. His blessing and favor are on our lives. He wants to help us. We can magnify and meditate on every good thing that he put within us and just stay focused on all the things that are going well and keep it in mind. What he started, he's going to finish. He's going to see it through to completion. He's going to sustain it by the power of his word. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. We're going to choose not to toil away thinking about the issues and problems. We're going to magnify God instead. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing everything our own way. Bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, pouting, and just toiling away in our minds, trying to figure it all out, rather than resting and trusting in God. And that's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, snap at people, or we just show up in a way that's not so beautiful and graceful in our behavior. We might withhold something from somebody that we know to do. We might avoid people or give them the silent treatment, just not talk to them. And none of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. None of those are God's standard for our life. On the inside, you'll feel this heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all sitting on you. Might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. Think of it like a black hole. It just sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's fear and stress and worry. We're toiling away in our mind, worrying about the future, living in regret over the past, confusion about which steps to take or which direction to go. And you get stuck in these vicious cycles that seem to just keep repeating over and over. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in him. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, he goes to work and everything is free and easy and effortless. You feel the faith and courage and confidence and energy just begin to rise up in you. You feel his peace and joy and love and mind and wisdom just begin to flow through you. And now all of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free. Bring these beautiful solutions into our life that just create ripple effects for good across the different areas of our lives. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. That if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around to get right back into the light again. Because sometimes we miss it. Life's throwing stuff at us every day to try to pull us out of position, to try to get us to magnify the wrong things, to focus on the wrong things. And if we miss it, it's learning to recognize those symptoms quickly and turn it back around. How do we do it? We start with humility. It's recognizing it and then saying, you know what, Father, I'm off track right now. Forgive me. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves and stop beating ourselves up over it. We reconcile with other people if we need to. We say we're sorry, whatever we need to do. And then we start praising and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. And I found it works to reprogram so much of what's going on the inside. It's just, Father, thank you for that what you put within me is more than enough. Help me tap into it and cultivate it at a greater level so when these things of life come at me, I handle them with beauty and poise and grace. There's grace for today. Help me to tap into that and cultivate it at a greater level. And that simple prayer, you'll find that so many of those buttons that we have in life to get pushed, to get make us want to respond in a not so beautiful way. They just so easily get reprogrammed just through that simple process. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Our third fundamental. Every day God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us, but we've got to stay tuned into Him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. Now, lately, we've been talking about establishing some standards or filters to write at the top of your journal every night, some decisions and commitments that we're going to make. For example, a big one that you can write, God's doing continually good for me. I'm going to do the same for others. And you can just write that as a filter. It helps to serve to guide our decision-making throughout the day. It keeps it top of mind as we go throughout the day. You can put these filters like this. You can put it, for example, I'm going to seek first the kingdom of heaven. And one of the ways I'm going to do that is by valuing relationships over finances. And I'm going to be a good steward of everything God's entrusted to me. That serves as a filter for everything that we do throughout the day. And then I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. And then I like to magnify what went well today. What are all the ways that God was showing up? Because the more we look for them, the more of them we're going to see. And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just think back and reflect back over the day, and whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write that down. Just get still and listen for a couple minutes. It's important to get it out of our heads and onto the paper because it helps us to remember and not forget. And then we got to stay tuned in as we go throughout the day. God's trying to navigate us through the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection to Him? Just slow down for a minute or two. Get connected to Him. Think of it like plugging in a phone. We got to get it charged up. We got to get powered up in Him again. And then the final thing I like to do in my journal is to plan the upcoming day with God before bed. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do? Because sometimes I was getting out ahead of God. I'm trying to force things to happen in my own strength. I'm trying to figure it all out myself, toiling away in my mind. And I'm getting out ahead of Him. On the other side, I'm procrastinating on things that I knew to do. And I'm getting behind Him. And so I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? What do I know to do today? And that becomes the plan for the day. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to get connected to Him first thing in the morning. Start praising and thanking Him, start magnifying Him, get connected with Him and His word. And then we walk out that plan with a willing heart and a good attitude and full confidence in Him. He's right there with us every step of the way. Just a simple childlike faith with all the doubt and unbelief removed. Just simply believing that He's there with us and He wants to help. And when we get to that place of the confident faith, this grace begins to surge through us. And He begins to go to work. He begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at the scripture today. Just been thinking about this concept of the body. I used to do a teaching a long time ago. It says, your body is a business. Your body is a business. Your body functions like a business. It's a representation of the body of Christ. Now, today, I would say your body is a business and a ministry. It's both business and ministry. It's a community. It's an organization, whatever you want to call it. And thinking of it from that perspective. So 1 Corinthians 11:29 says, each one must examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup, which we just did. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. This is why many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. Some versions say die early. So some versions of this say discerning the body. Some versions say recognizing the body. Some versions say honoring the body. And so we're going to be asking God for help today. We're taking communion over this today. Asking for Him to show us and help us to understand exactly how He wants us to do this today. So, Father, we're just so thankful for this opportunity to come together with You. And we're asking for Your help today to help us to discern the body, to recognize it and to honor it in the way that You would like us to as we take communion each day. Just thinking of Your body, Lord, as this organization, this community of people, Your sacrifice and all that You went through. Just imagining here all that You went through on the cross, that You were smitten by God, You were struck down by Him, You were crushed stripes on your body, pierced, all that you went through. So that on the other side of that, we could have this new covenant, this personal relationship with God, be connected to Him. That God could be for us. He could be an enemy to our enemies. He could be by our side. Just thank you for that. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach Him with freedom and confidence. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto His body so that we could have the cup of His blessing. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with Him, this personal relationship with Him, and that's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. You know, for me personally, just as we're going through this today, I don't know how to fully explain it here just yet, but just a deeper sense of awe is coming over me right now. Just a deeper sense of that honor and reverence and awe for Him. It's coming over me right now, probably than I've experienced before, and we've done a lot of these. So let's talk about health and fitness. Thinking of your body as a business or a ministry. I've been thinking about that. I've been meditating on this concept quite a bit lately because I truly believe the more... this is a two-way street. The more we understand how our bodies work, the more we understand the body of Christ and vice versa. And I've been thinking about this concept lately. People talk about being lean and all these types of things. Well, if you talk about a lean business or you got a ministry and you're running it on a lean budget, okay, that doesn't mean your expenses necessarily are low. You could have a really high income, but you could still run a lean business or ministry because you're not wasting money. You're being a good steward of the finances and the resources that are coming in. So leanness in the case of business or ministry has more to do oftentimes with expenses, the expenditures of what's going out, and using them wisely, using them to invest into things that are going to build the business or ministry even more. And so I've been thinking about this concept lately because this is kind of the opposite of what we learn about losing weight and getting leaner in our physical bodies. Because everybody's talking about reducing income, reducing the amount of calories coming in, and increasing the expenditures going out. Well, a lean business would be not necessarily the income being reduced, but the expenses being reduced. And so getting more precise in our expenditures, choosing to spend our activities doing things that really matter, doing things that are really going to build the body. So if you look at our daily communion workout, most of the exercises on there, I kind of narrowed it down and picked mainly just the exercises that I know are going to produce some results. And we just focus on those, getting good at those exercises. And we're cutting back on some other things. But something to be thinking about. I'm believing God's going to give us some more insight and revelation into this over the next little bit here. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.